You're listening to All Law, an audio series brought to you by Lakshmi Kumaran and Sridharan, a leading Indian law firm. At the firm, we are proud to combine knowledge of law with extensive experience in industry and technology in order to design practical legal solutions for our clients. This podcast series is a part of our knowledge sharing initiative where we will discuss notable judicial and regulatory developments and analyze the business implications of the law as it evolves in India. In this podcast, we will take up an issue concerning slump sales versus slump exchange, the end of a controversy. One of the key objectives of the Government of India has been to make the tax laws of India transparent, efficient, and less burdensome for the taxpayers. Many initiatives have been taken by the government in the recent past to reduce litigations and to simplify the complicated provisions of laws, which becomes the root cause of the long-drawn litigations. Once again, via the Finance Bill 2021, it is proposed to settle the debate between the taxpayers and the revenue on the taxability of business transfers as slump sale, where the consideration for such transfer is settled in non-monetary terms. This podcast will explore the dichotomy prevalent amongst the judicial pronouncements on the aspect of slump sale versus slump exchange in terms of its origin, the resolution sought to be provided by the legislature via the Finance Bill, and its impact on the taxpayers. Let us now take up the slump sale versus the slump exchange argument. The term slump sale is defined in the Income Tax Act of 1961 as the transfer of one or more undertakings as a result of the sale for a lump sum consideration without values being assigned to the individual assets and liabilities in such sales. Once a business transfer gets classified as a slump sale, then any profits or gains arising from such transfer becomes exigible to tax. But in case the business transfer does not get classified as a slump sale, then the subject transaction of a business transfer has to get covered under a computation mechanism provided under the law in order to bring it within the tax net. The argument of the taxpayers is that the term slump sale takes within its ambit only those business transfers wherein the consideration is settled in monetary terms, that is, for cash. Thus, wherein a business transfer transaction, the lump sum consideration without apportioning it to individual assets is settled in non-monetary terms, say by issuance of shares, debentures, etc., then profits on such transfer cannot be brought to tax in the absence of a computation mechanism. The transaction that we discussed in the latter scenario is what we generally understand as a slump exchange transaction. That said, let us now take up the divergent judicial views on the taxability of slump exchange. The argument of the taxpayers has found favor in many high courts or appellate tribunal decisions, the most notable being the decision of the Bombay High Court in CIT versus Bharat Bijli Limited. In the facts of this case, the SSE had transferred its business division to another company under a scheme of arrangement in exchange for preference shares or bonds of the latter. The fact was that the scheme did not refer to any monetary transaction for transfer. Plus, it was not a case where the consideration was determined by the parties in terms of money and then disbursed by way of allotment or issue of bond shares. Thus, it was held by the Honorable Court that this was a case of slump exchange and not a slump sale. On the other hand, a contradictory view has also been taken by some high courts and appellate tribunals, the most prominent being the decision of the Delhi High Court in the case of SREI Infrastructure Finance Limited versus the Income Tax Settlement Commission. The crux of the divergent view taken by the Delhi High Court is that transfer under slump sale definition is not to be so narrowly interpreted so as to cover only sales and exclude other kinds of transfers as defined under Section 247 of the Income Tax Act 1961. Thus, it was held that any type of transfer of a business undertaking or a business wherein lump sum consideration is paid without values being assigned to individual assets and liabilities will be considered as slum sale. It is worthwhile to mention that this decision of the Delhi High Court was considered by the Bombay High Court that was discussed earlier, wherein the Bombay High Court distinguished the Delhi High Court's decision on the fact that it involved settlement of consideration in both monetary terms as well as non-monetary terms. Thus, the Bombay High Court observed that per the facts before the Delhi High Court, the transaction was covered in the definition of slum sale as it consisted of monetary consideration as well. We shall proceed to discuss the amendments proposed through the Finance Bill 2021. In order to include other means of transfers, as defined in Section 247 of the Income Tax Act, within the ambit of slum sale, the Finance Bill has proposed to amend the definition of slum sale as the transfer of one or more undertakings by any means for a lump sum consideration without values being assigned to the individual assets and liabilities in such sales. Further, it is also proposed to clarify that transfer shall mean transfer as defined in Section 247 of the Income Tax Act. The reasons behind introducing this amendment. The reasoning as given in the memorandum to the Finance Bill was to cover those transactions where sale is disguised as an exchange, that is, a situation where consideration for transfer is determined first and is then discharged by non-monetary assets. Let us now consider some of the ramifications of the proposed amendment. Section 2, subclause 47 defines transfer in a highly expansive and inclusive manner. The said term takes within its ambit any transaction in the nature of exchange. Thus, transfers involving non-monetary consideration can no longer be argued or interpreted to be outside the scope of slum sale. The intent behind carrying out this amendment seems to cover those transactions which are in essence a slum sale, wherein the consideration is agreed upon in monetary terms but disguised as a slump exchange or barter transaction by discharging the consideration in a form other than cash, like shares or debentures, etc. Therefore, one may still explore the possibility of advancing an argument that the view of the Bombay High Court in the case of Bharat Bijli Limited, that slump exchange transactions where consideration is never negotiated or agreed upon or paid in monetary terms will still be out of the ambit of this provision. However, the department can contend that legislative approval has now been granted to the view already taken by the Delhi High Court in SREI Infrastructure Finance Limited that even slump exchanges are taxable. One may note that the proposed definition of slum sale retains the word in such sales. It is of paramount importance to analyze whether this is a sheer clerical mistake or another attempt of the legislature to keep the slump exchange transactions, which are genuinely in the nature of exchange or barter, outside the scope of taxation. Also, it is important to highlight that this amendment is proposed to take effect for the assessment year 2021-22 and onwards. It will majorly impact the taxpayers who had executed their business transfer transactions in the financial year 2020-21 to include consideration other than in the form of money by relying on the reasoning given in the decision of Bharat Bijli Limited. Further, it will be interesting to see how the Supreme Court deals with the application of this new definition in the cases pending before it on this issue. Till then, it can be said that in this long-standing tussle, the taxman seems to have made another winning move. thank you for taking the time for listening to this series. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and questions about the episode. You can write to us at podcast@lakshmishree.com to know more. You can even suggest topics for future episodes if you'd like to hear more about them. Do check out our website www.lakshmishree.com, which has been linked in the episode description below, to keep you abreast with the relevant legal updates. We hope that you'll join us next week.